Okay. Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening, and because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away, just slipping away and disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words, listening to my words, and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice, nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed.
And now it's time for you to experience something completely new. I want you to imagine something. I want you to remember what it's like to get sick, how it is that your body responded. Remember how you feel cold and hot at the same time, as you've got a fever and chills. Well, imagine now that a virus has entered your body. A virus has entered your body, but it's not doing what other viruses do. No, this virus is actually beginning to change your body. Your flesh feels hot and strange. When you touch it, it doesn't quite feel right. In fact, it feels like it's changing somehow. Like for the moment, all of the sweat in your body is being squeezed out, and then your pores themselves are closing up, sealing over. Yes, that's right. Feels like your flesh is becoming something else, something entirely different. In fact, it feels as if your flesh is going from flesh to rubber. That's right. And then imagine it now becoming rubbery, pliable. You're still able to move, but it feels like your body is becoming heavier, more difficult to move. And then, as it slowly transforms all the way from rubber to latex. We're not just talking parts of your flesh. We're talking every inch of your body. Imagine now the skin of your arms, the hair just falling off, and slowly the pores ooze out all the sweat and everything. A transformation from there as it begins becoming blacker and blacker, turning into rubber and then becoming shinier and shinier as it morphs all the way to latex. This transformation is happening over every inch of your body. Yes, that's right. Where your fingernails and toenails are, they just fall away painlessly as the rubber covers them. Any jewelry or anything else that you might be wearing simply falls from your body. You soon find yourself completely and utterly covered in latex as the virus works its way through you. Your genitals becoming completely covered over as you become a sexless rubber doll. From head to toe, the hair on your head falls away. Your entire face and head are also being transformed into this same latex. All that are left are your eye holes and a hole for your mouth. Even your ears find themselves tucked into the same latex that this virus is generating over every inch of your body. Imagine yourself slowly encased in latex from head to toe. No definition, no genital definition at all. The only way to tell the difference between yourself and someone else is probably by whether or not you have breasts. If you are female, the latex covers your breasts, hiding your nipples. On the other hand, if you are not female, if you are male, you just have a large, flat chest. Your entire body covered in latex, every inch of you, every portion of you, completely and utterly covered. There is no part of you that is not filled with latex. In fact, latex itself inserts itself into your body, filling all of your cavities except for your mouth, your nose completely covered. You are able to breathe. You are able to see. You are able to move very, very stiffly. But beyond that, every single inch of your body is coated. Every single inch is covered. That is right. You are completely covered in latex from head to toe. There is no part of you that is not. There is no part of you that has not become completely rubber. When you look at yourself, you can see the soft shine of the latex. When you feel yourself moving, you can feel it crinkle and move. You are trapped inside of latex encasement that covers the entirety of who you are. Were you go to a mirror, you would see it. If you touch yourself, you will feel its softness. You will feel how slick and smooth it is. You yourself are completely encased and covered. That is right. Every single inch of your body. Imagine it. Picture it. Feel it. Feel it. And know that upon waking you will continue to feel it. You will remember every portion of the transformation, and you will continue feeling this latex encasing your body. It will remain there for the entire day, or until you say, let me out. If for some reason you have to say let me out because you can't function properly, then you will find yourself released from the latex and able to go about your day normally in your normal body. Otherwise, you will find yourself encased in latex, a living, moving rubber doll, and you will find yourself held there all day long. That is simply how things are going to be. All sounds will be muffled. All sights will only come through the holes in the latex. You'll be able to breathe, to speak, although it will be difficult. But the rest of your body will be completely and utterly encased. That's right. A living, breathing rubber doll transformed via virus. This is what happened to you. This is how you are going to spend your day, unless you need to be released. But for now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, awaken, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed.